Welcome to Common Roots, an Infra podcast.
And I'm your host, Haley Craig.
Independent natural food retailers are as diverse and unique as the communities they serve. From urban to rural, East Coast to West Coast, small to large, there's one thing that these stores have in common: a deep commitment to providing healthy foods to their communities. In celebration of Infra's 20th anniversary, we're handing over the mic to 20 Infra members to share their challenges and triumphs in navigating the world of natural food retail. Are our common roots really so common? Let's find out.
Welcome to our last episode of Common Roots. Join us as we look back at some of the highlights from this season. At the beginning of the season, we heard from Erin Malone at Momo's Market about her store's emphasis on community and purpose.
I realized that, like, focusing on creating connections between people was the reason I'm there, and that just prioritizing that and thinking about that instead of how do I sell the most of X or how do I pay people the least amount as possible. Like, I just feel so lucky that my focus is fully on building community and creating these connections. And I think that by doing that, I've able to grow my business by having it be just more than like what's in the store and what you buy. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I feel super lucky and I've got a great life, so.
We also heard from Billy Griffin at New Moon Market on the reason for their name and the intention behind their change mindset.
But the name New Moon implies this idea of cycle, right? That every 29 days or so, we have an opportunity to renew the cycle. And that's frequent. So, you know, 13 or so times a year, you get an opportunity to re-examine where you are in your cycle. And the new moon, traditionally, you know, is a time for new plantings, new beginnings, thinking of new ideas, and it's an opportunity for change. So it's a reminder that while we're on this broader arc of what we're trying to accomplish, that along the way you need to refresh and that you need to have regular re-examination and to embrace that as part of a normal operational ethic.
Adam Williams from Turnip Truck shared about his impact on the natural foods industry in Nashville, Tennessee.
We can't go as far where we'd like to with some products just because people aren't as familiar with things, or maybe they're not ready to kind of take that leap into health and kind of the extra resources it takes to be organic or be regenerative or just all these extra steps that some in the natural food industry are doing and pioneering. But Nashville's come a tremendous way, and I think it actually has a very good scene now, especially compared to where it's been in the past 20 years. It's evolved tremendously. I help to think that we've been part of that. So I'm really proud of introducing the people in this area to new and fun products that they might not have tried otherwise. And yeah, we've got three Whole Foods in town. I think they just opened their fifth Sprouts in the metro area. They're more kind of suburban here though. We're kind of the core of downtown Nashville in terms of truck.
We hear from Vicki Bacon of Highland Nutrition Center on what she thinks is the biggest lesson she's learned while owning her store.
Honestly, I think for me, patience, just on a personal level, to be patient. I've always been pretty high energy, pretty much let's get in there and do it. And I think sometimes you have to be patient with customers, patient with yourself, patient with processes. Because we're small, I'm a working manager, if you will. I do a lot of the supplement buying. I do the dishes sometimes, clean the bathroom. So sometimes I don't get to get what I want, but I'm patient enough to know that if I keep working towards a goal, that goal can be achieved in most cases with the talent and the perseverance that we have.
Giving back is a huge part of the Cornucopia Natural Foods mission. Drew Alexander shared his ethos on supporting their community.
And with having success, we've really wanted to give back to, communities that have supported us, as well as to dedicate some of that success to improving the world. And for us, improving that world comes from giving back to our customers, giving back to our employees, and also, you know, giving back to the planet itself. We've been able to find a number of charitable organizations that operate on Long Island, that are founded on Long Island, that are certified with 1% for the planet. So it's awesome that when we donate that money to them, it's not just money that we're donating to the planet. We're donating it to our backyard, right? We're donating it to people who come into our store on a regular basis.
Emily Cantor, owner of Cambridge Naturals, talked about what she loves about the natural foods industry.
I love the commitment to making the world a better place. And that sounds, you know, Pollyanna-ish. It sounds kind of, you know, like silly and maybe a throwaway line, but I really mean it. Like, so many people in this industry genuinely care about the entire supply chain, you know, from the farm workers to, you know, the harvesters to the packagers, the shippers, the distributors, the truck drivers, the people who sell the products within our stores, and then of course the end product itself, and then the consumer. Like, we really care about the life cycle of the products that we are working with. And, you know, that's of course not true of every person within the natural foods or products industry, but generally, you know, the care for organic, for regenerative agriculture, for better for you ingredients, for fair trade, these are all concepts originated in the natural foods industry. And now, of course, they're much more ubiquitous.
We heard about part of the Jimbo's ethos from owner and founder Jimbo Somek.
So it doesn't make sense, but we did it because that's who we are. And it wasn't from a profit standpoint, but I've often said that by making decisions that were based more on making sure your staff was taken care of, or your customers, or you were being involved in the community, that at the end of the day, my profit got to be better and better. And I think that's because when you make decisions based that the priority is the profit, then you tend to, you know, forego making sure that your staff is taken care of, or your customers, you're doing the right thing by your customers, or being involved in the community. And so the more we continue to focus on it, we make decisions not because of what's the best for profit, but what's going to be the best for the staff.
Mary Walsh of Swamp Rabbit talked through her journey with marketing their store and their story.
Yeah, for us, it's critical. And we're one of the businesses. So when we opened, I think using social media for marketing was still, I wouldn't say it was new, but it was younger. And so I think that was fortunate for us that I wasn't super active in it, but I learned quickly, because that's kind of one of the things you do when you start a business, is you figure it out. And so we didn't have a marketing budget, but my mom takes pictures like all the time, nonstop. And it was annoying as a kid. We all make fun of her and still do, but I inherited that quality. So also, I'm really passionate about everything we do. So I enjoy documenting the day-to-day and the foods we make and the vendors we work with. So I feel like that combination of interest, experience, and then what was happening at the time allowed us to really use social media to tell people what we had going on. And then because we have a cafe, we make prepared foods, we have events, and we have our grocery, and we have such a variety of different vendors, we have a lot of material to share that's different. So we've really used it critically since the beginning.
Earth Fair is known for their strict product standards, and Lori Aker shares about their relationships with vendors and how their standards influence those relationships.
And you know, I'm proud to say several brands have actually reformulated their product just to be in Earth Fair. So if you see a conventional version of a product, you might see it somewhere at another retailer. But if you see that product at Earth Fair, it's specifically created for our company and to be in our locations. And that speaks volumes. That shows that vendors, you know, value Earth Fair and want to be on our shelves. And that's happened so many times just over the years. And I've seen it. And it's just great that vendors are willing to do that because they believe in your mission as well. And one thing about Earth Fair, we always want new, emerging, innovative brands. So we're constantly on the lookout for whether it's a local brand, a small family producing brand, or something that's coming, you know, to the industry. We always want to be ahead of the game and be on point with trends. And I think that's one of our goals moving forward, is just to continue that momentum with being the first to have the best.
As we wrap up celebrating INFRA's 20th year, we've been reminded of the incredible diversity, resilience, and strength of independence. No matter the size or region, we found one thing to be true. Independent doesn't mean alone.
Signing off for the last time, your producer and host, Haley Craig.
And your producer and marketing specialist, Madeline Ware. For more engaging conversations from the natural foods industry, check out Infra's main podcast, The Buyer's Desk. To learn more about the retailers we serve, visit our retailer directory at naturalfoodretailers.com/retailers/directory.